Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Mary Anning. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Today we delve into the life of Mary Anning, an unsung hero in the world of paleontology, who, despite her humble beginnings, made monumental contributions to the scientific community with her discoveries of Jurassic marine fossil beds in the cliffs at Lyme Regis in Dorset, England. In the early 19th century, a time when the field of science was dominated mostly by wealthy men, a young woman from a modest background made discoveries that would alter the course of paleontology. Born in 1799 in Lyme Regis, a coastal town in southwest England, Mary Anning was the daughter of a cabinet maker who supplemented his income by mining the coastal cliffside fossil beds near the ocean. It was from her father that Mary learned how to collect and clean fossil specimens. The significance of Anning's work cannot be overstated. Her first major discovery at the age of just 12 was the first complete skeleton of an ichthyosaur, a marine reptile that existed during the time of the dinosaurs. This find garnered significant attention from the geologists and fossil collectors of the time. But did this attention translate into financial stability for Mary? Not quite. Despite her significant contributions, Anning's gender and social class prevented her from fully participating in the scientific community of her time. Mary Anning's challenges were multifaceted. She battled not only the physical challenges of fossil hunting, spending days on end at dangerous cliff faces, exposed to the harsh weather of the English coast, but also the societal challenges of being a woman in a male-dominated field. It's worth questioning how her gender shaped her experience in the scientific field during that era. How might her career have differed had she been born a man? Throughout her lifetime, Mary continued to make groundbreaking discoveries, including the first plesiosaur skeleton ever to be scientifically recognized, which she discovered in 1823. This discovery was pivotal, yet many of the scientific papers written about her finds rarely mentioned her name, crediting male scientists instead. This raises another question about the ethics of recognition in scientific contributions. How many other contributions by women have been overshadowed or overlooked in history? Mary Anning did eventually gain some recognition among certain geologists and paleontologists in the UK and abroad, and was respected within the local community of Lyme Regis as a fossil hunter. However, she struggled financially throughout her life, partly because she wasn't formally trained and therefore wasn't eligible for full membership in the Geological Society of London. The story of Mary Anning is a pointed reminder of the obstacles faced by women in science, both past and present. It invites us to reflect on whose stories are told and whose are left behind, and how this shapes our understanding of history. Before we conclude, imagine for a moment if Mary Anning had received the education and recognition she deserved. Would we possibly be citing Anning as one of the principal founders of paleontology? And looking at the broader picture, how can we ensure that the contributions of all scientists, regardless of gender or background, are acknowledged and valued? Thank you for joining in today's exploration of Mary Anning's life and contributions. Her perseverance and passion for paleontology have left an indelible mark on the scientific community, and her legacy challenges us to consider how recognition and ethics in science are handled. Her story is a fossil of its own kind, embedding lessons of resilience and recognition in the layers of our historical understanding. Let's carry this narrative forward, reflecting on how we can contribute to a more inclusive and equitable scientific community. Whether it's advocating for women in STEM fields, supporting local scholars, or simply educating ourselves and others about the often overlooked contributors to science, we each have a role to play in shaping a fairer scientific community. As today's journey with Mary Anning concludes, I encourage you to continue exploring the rich histories of other forgotten pioneers in science. Who knows what other transformative stories await our discovery?
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Mary Anning. Thanks for listening. See you next time.